Okay, Duchess, this is side two. Anyway, Maiello's idea is to get all the field people in the field. And Jane was very, very upset. That's probably the worst I've seen her as far as emotionally being upset, at least for the first day. Because she came down, and here we had all these girls processing, Duchess, and Jane called Vera and I into her office and closed the door and said, "This is terrible, this is terrible. Colonel Maiello wants to put you out in the support command the 1st of August. And so she explained to him that it wasn't humanly possible because she would be left in the headquarters by herself, since Beth Carney's up at Da Nang, thank goodness. But he did agree that since Jane did not have her XO position filled, this would be the assistant staff position that has never been filled, Duchess. Nobody has ever been in that position since I'm in country. And there's another position. We're short two supervisory positions. So he agreed that I should go over and set up 3rd and 4th Corps office at support command, and Vera could stay with Jane until Betty McKinney came in September. And so Jane said, "But Anne, you can't go." She said, "We need you right here in the office." She said, "I tried to explain this to him that it would be impossible at this time for you to go, for Vera to go." She says, you know, it can't go," she said. And I said, "Well, what does he say?" And he says, "You will go." So then Colonel Maiello came down and this big conference thing, you know. And he says, "I must go." And actually, in one way, Duchess, I'd be glad to get out of that office. But I agree that it would weaken our program. It just is so difficult to explain, and it gets a little... All I talk about is business, but that's all I do from morning to night is work. Everything, most of my free time and whatnot is working, you know, or people contacting people that assist and that kind of thing. So, anyway, I don't know what's happening, but I said, you know, I can't believe this organization. When I came up from the Delta in February, Jane told me I was going back to the Delta, that this was just temporary and that she would send me back to the Delta. I said, "Fine, just find me a place to sleep, that's all." So, of course, she didn't send me back because I had to work on the conference and this and that came up, and Betty left, and so I stayed. Then she told me I was going to 2 Corps, which is up north. She said I'd be there by the 1st of June. And that's what I mentioned to you in tapes a couple months ago. Okay, well, 2 Corps has not been set up yet for the area office or housing. See, Beth is up in 1st Corps now. Of course, our clubs are all over country, Duchess, but for the area directors, they're trying to set up an office and a housing area for area people for all the branches, for the crafts, the library, the service clubs, and the entertainment. Okay, so 2 Corps was the area I was supposed to get. And then when Charmaine said she was leaving August 15, Jane told me I would have to go to Saigon to cover Charmaine's position, because that was a very valuable position there, only because Charmaine has transportation at her disposal and we always need it. It's right by the airport and all this stuff. So I said, okay, I'm going to Saigon. And so last week when Maiello mentioned all this stuff, now I'm not going to Saigon, I'm not going to 2 Corps, I'm not going to the Delta, now I'm going over to Support Command. And Jane says, I can't go. Maiello says, I must go. And of course, Maiello is the boss, but Jane's going to have to persuade him. And I said, you know, I feel just like a yo-yo. It is just, and there's nobody else to send. There is nobody. There just is nobody else, Duchess. And it's too bad, and it's totally unfortunate, because it doesn't have to be that way. Really, there's no need. If Jane would just get on the stick and fill the two positions she has for supervisors that have been empty consistently, she's lost a lot of slots. A lot of slots have been taken away from her because she has not filled them. And I can't believe that she is so slow about doing these administrative things. But I'll tell you why. Because she gets involved in the piddly and dance things that Charmaine, Vera, and I can handle. and handle them well, Duchess, for our areas. Really. And Jane, it just would keep out of it. And we've all talked about it, and everybody agrees about it, and you can't explain this to her. She's very difficult to sit down and discuss things with. She wants to be aware of everything. Meanwhile, the top things that, like the craft people and the librarian people, have put in, I'm talking about staff directors now, to make their slots are 12. Everybody's a 12, the staff director. There are four 12s in our program, the librarian, the entertainment, the crafts, and service clubs. Okay, the other two have made up job descriptions and made slots for 13s. And that means if the staff director goes to a 13, the ones under her, her supervisors, could go to maybe a 12 instead of, you know, like a 10 could go to 11, 11 could go to 12, so on. Jane hasn't done this. She gets involved in all this garbage on the lower level that she's just letting things slide. And I felt very sorry for her this week when Mael said he would pull us from the headquarters. I don't know what Jane would do, Duchess. It would be very, very tragic for her. Anyway, I guess I don't know whether I'm going or not now. I'll still stay in this room. I mean, it's right here on post. It's just the other side of this big open field, actually. But it's a two-story barracks building. It's not nice at all. There's no air conditioning. There's no female latrine. It would not be like the headquarters, believe me. The headquarters is plush compared to anything else. But I do know that on the 1st of August, I'll be in Tokyo, so I won't be going anywhere other than on R&R. In fact, in 10 days from now, today's the 18th, yeah, 10 days from now, Duchess, I leave for Tokyo. I haven't the vaguest idea what I'm going to do when I get there. I have made no plans. I really didn't want to take an R&R this early, but the only reason I took it, well, Jane asked me to take it in July, is because Charmaine was leaving in August, and Jane was leaving in August. Now, Charmaine decided to extend because Jane is going to give her, well, at least she's going to put her in for a 10 promotion, which she should have done a long time ago. Anyway, plus the fact Jane feels there's so much work backlog that she won't be able to leave until the 1st of September. And so I said, what the hell am I going on R&R for in July if nobody's going anywhere in August? I could have gone in August. But Jane thinks it's better I go in July anyway. And this drives me crazy, because they can't make up their minds, and yet I'm supposed to make up mine. Jeez. Sometimes I think I'm just tired, Duchess. I really, last week I was ready to come home. I just got so, I thought, how disorganized can we be? I don't know whether I'm coming or going in this job. Every week they tell me I'm going somewhere else, and they can't afford to let me out of the headquarters. It's crazy. It really is weird. And let's see, today we had a visit from a gal named Pat Harrington. She was here in Vietnam for a year, and she went to Korea. She's in Korea now, but she's just on a leave, Duchess, in the Orient, and she stopped here in Vietnam for a few days because she has a lot of friends here, and she knew Jane and Charmaine, and so she came back. She would like to come back to Vietnam, but she would only come as a GS, and Jane doesn't have any more GS slots. She will not come back on non-appropriated. So, of course, she was very critical of the system and people in it and so on and so forth. And I guess I have been the most fortunate person anybody has ever heard of in government service, because I have, after 3 years and 3 months, I had my career status. And here this gal was in Europe, Vietnam, and Korea, and she's only been a GS, and she's not even on the list, the USAPAC career list yet. But she has the last year been on GS status, and she just got her 9, Duchess, a few weeks ago. And here she's got 1, 2, 3, 4, about 5 years in, maybe 6. and she just got her 9, because I had my 10 by the time I had 3 years. So I have been extremely lucky, and nobody understands. I mean, they say, well, how come you didn't get fouled up like everybody else? Well, because I have a big mouth, but this girl was very upset because she didn't get her 9. And it's just everybody that comes through, or anybody I ever talked to, has been fouled up by this government status. Really unbelievable. So anyway, we chatted for a while, and I put her on a plane. She was going back to Saigon. She has to catch a flight out tomorrow. She's going hopping all over Hong Kong, Taipei, before she goes back to Korea. And I asked her how Carolyn Hogshead was. She's not in Carolyn's area. She's not in 2nd Infantry. She's in up I Corps, St. Barbara. Anyway, she said Carolyn Hogshead was nothing but an alcoholic, and that she had no use for Carolyn Hogshead. I took care of that. Carolyn is, I had a couple of tapes from her, and I have not answered them, and I really should, maybe perhaps tomorrow. She does get very sentimental, and sometimes on the tapes, I'm sure she's had too much to drink. She repeats and repeats and repeats, and she doesn't say anything. The last tape I had was a good one from Carolyn, but a lot of them are very, very emotional, and so I think Carolyn's going downhill. But I'm happy that she plans to go back to the States. And the other thing is she wants to have a job, and I don't blame her when she goes back. But Carolyn thinks I'm very foolish to even consider going back to the States without having a job. But I don't think so, Duchess. And I don't want to stay in special services. No way. All these weird women, particularly the ones that have been in it 20 years, 25 years. And that's what this Harrington, Negro gal, that's what she was saying today. She said, you know, man, if they get some of these old fogies out of it, she said, maybe this thing would come to life. She said, the whole program is dying. And there's a lot of truth in that. Anyway, gripe, gripe, gripe. So here it is, July, and in 10 days I go to Tokyo. At least I can sleep. I would like to see the fair. I don't even know how much money I have. I'm sure I have a lot, you know, enough. I haven't even checked anything. I haven't done an awful lot this week. I mean, other than working in the office. God, I'm working in the office. And even then, we do an awful lot of sitting around. Just people come in all the time. See the girls, see us. They're the only women in the building. There are some army female type, some sergeants, one officer. But very, very few. And so they all come in to have a cup of coffee and chat. You know, I don't know if I ever told you, I drink a lot of coffee. I always have since I've been in special services. I must drink about 15 cups of coffee a day. I know when I go home, I don't even touch it. I probably won't. I don't drink it in my room. I make hot tea. But in the headquarters, they don't serve tea. It's all coffee. And so I drink coffee all the time. Isn't that amazing? I just scratched myself. Just a moment, because I'll be right back. Hi. Yeah, I got this thing on full blast. Huh. I hope you can understand what I'm saying. Anyway, what else? A big project. The last 2 weeks has been closing the Vung Tau Service Club. The Vung Tau is one of our biggest, and Tay Ninh was one of the biggest. Those two were the biggest in country. Approximately, well, a little over 14,000 square feet, Duchess. Beautiful clubs. The only two buildings in country that were built specifically to be service clubs. Just gorgeous places, and we had to close both of them. Well, all the stuff from Vung Tau, about 70% of it is going to Da Nang, which is way up north. So Jan Huber, the gal that works down there, the club director, Jan is from Roselle, New Jersey. She's done most of the work, but I've been on the phone with her about 8 times a day. We're putting it all on a boat. Well, it's all on the boat. It's been getting on the boat for days. It's 13 Konixes, a vehicle, and a big shuffleboard table. And this is a lot of work. A lot of work. I had to pack it all up. And then I had to decide where every piece would go. because we aren't getting any new furniture in country. And so then I had to get this boy down there to stay with the shipment for the 3 or 4 days it's going to take to go up the waterway, the China Sea, up the coast. So hopefully it will arrive in Da Nang all in one piece. Some of the things will go to Quant Tri, some of them to Phu Bai, some of them to Chu Lai, and most of it to Da Nang. A lot of it has gone in the Third Corps area to Yusahak, Pay Setter, Jet Set, etc. Anyhow, that's a job and a half, moving touches like that. Everything has to be accounted for and has to be packed and loaded, flown in and convoyed out. And that's all we've been doing lately, is moving things. And next month, August, the middle of the month, the 15th, we'll have to close down Sok Trang. And we have to move everything out of that. We're going to be closing a lot of clubs this year, I believe. This redeployment of troops by President Nixon. We're guessing what areas are going to go next. And usually, if it's a large group of men from one area, chances are we have a service club there. And so we have to close it. And sometimes we only get a few days' notice to close it. And that means packing up, moving out, and doing something with the equipment. And this whole year, as I say, I think we're going to see a lot of this. We're trying to open two new clubs, one at Da Nang and one at Benoit, that has not even been touched yet. It's an old building that's been falling apart, and they told us we could have it for a service club. And that's about what we get usually, is an old broken down something or other, something that nobody else wants. And it's very hard for the girls to go in and redo these buildings. They don't have anything, latrines or water sometimes, or electricity. And somehow they make them into service clubs. And so I can see this happening throughout the year. And this makes the time go quickly. It turns you gray-headed also. Oh, by the way, my hair is getting a little bit darker. I can see the roots growing back. I've been quite a blonde for the last, 3 weeks or so, at least. And I'm going to have to get used to it myself, don't you? It's a little too blonde, really. I wish this stupid air conditioner would work. I'm dying with the heat in this room. I don't think I'll try to finish this all right now, because it's almost 6 o'clock now, and I want to get going before Vera stops over. I don't know what time we're going to this cookout. All I'm worried about is the lobster. What else? I can't think of anything exciting to tell you right now. As I say, it's been kind of a real hectic. I think now, at least I felt the last few weeks, maybe the last 2 months, that if I stay, Duchess, and I'd like to stay, I think it'd be mostly for the money aspect. Plus, as I say, I'd like to have the year in as a 10, which would mean December. Although September will give me my year in the position, but on paper it didn't come through until just before Christmas, the 14th of December. So, I don't know, we'll see how it goes. I think I'm getting tired. Not physically so much, just tired of the sloppy operation more than anything. And there's very little you can do, because the whole country is pretty sloppy. But when people like Vera come in, it makes it easier, because she's very light and very good, and she doesn't get out in the field. I never get out in the field. I have to get down the Delta. I must get down there. And this whole picture keeps changing. And this is what keeps it interesting to an extent. You never know what's happening from day to day. I'm going to sign off just for a little bit, Duchess. I'll finish up either later tonight or tomorrow. Bye. Hi, Duchess. Today is the 19th of July. It's Sunday. and I didn't get a chance to finish this tape last night. I haven't done much since I talked to you yesterday. I did attend this cookout barbecue last night, and there were, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 women, I guess, and maybe, oh, I don't know, 14, 18 men. It was very nice, nothing unusual, just a simple cookout. And then we sat around. It was very pleasant because we had wine with our steaks. We get an awful lot of steaks over here. Whenever there's a cookout, you can almost count on there being steak. And then one of the young men was a guitar player, composed some of his own songs, and so he entertained us for an hour or two. And of course I was singing along. I seem to know a few hillbilly songs, which surprises everybody. You know, I mean, everybody should know good old Mountain Dew, right? And they always say, where do you come from? And I say, New Jersey. And they say, how come you know all these hillbilly songs? Well, I don't understand why some of the other people don't know them. Only the people from the South know these songs. And it's a little surprising that anyone from the North would. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. And got back about 11:30, and I quickly turned on my TV set because I probably won't have it after Tuesday. I think Bill Van Etten comes back on Tuesday or Wednesday. And they had the showing of the Tony Awards, or at least the last portion of it. And so I watched TV until well after 12. And I slept very late this morning. And I did have lunch down at the mess hall. And then I've been in my room all day. I've been watching TV, Duchess. I'm just so fascinated with the TV set. What else did I do? Oh, I tried on my uniforms. Every once in a while I have to go through my uniforms and repair them, or I threw out a couple of pieces. I had a lot of odd pieces that I had procured somewhere along the line, and I think I'm going to have to let out a couple of skirts. I really have put on a few pounds. The skirts were a little bit tighter than I wanted them to be when I had them taken in, and now that I've put on, at least 4 or 5 pounds, they're a little bit tight, so I'm going to have them taken out. Mrs. Lawn, our clerk typist in our office, she fixed one skirt for me, and perhaps she'll do these others. I'll ask her. So that probably is a good sign, although a good sign of being well-fed, but not a very good sign of maintaining one's preferred weight. Anyway, with all the stuff I ate today, I've just been lounging on my bed, really, watching TV, and I don't keep a lot of things in my refrigerator, and I have no means of cooking outside of a coffee pot that I use for a teapot. But I eat a lot of old canned fruit things, and I drink a lot of juice, which I keep in the refrigerator. So, and plus a lot of M&Ms and some nuts, whatever the PX has. In fact, I've had a few weekends, not many, but when I don't have to do something on a Saturday or a Sunday, Saturday afternoon, because we work Saturday mornings, but I'm very contented just to stay in my room. It's amazing, really, because people say, well, what do you do when you have any free time? I'm very happy to do nothing. I did put a strip of rubber on the door today. My door has about an inch or two between the door and the floor, and so I think a lot of bugs come in there. And so I had a piece of this rubber they use for telephone wires, and I nailed it to the door. It seems to be working pretty well. As a matter of fact, I had mentioned to you earlier that I hadn't seen any bugs in several days, but I did see one or two this morning. So it doesn't feel quite so strange. For a while there, I thought perhaps I was really living alone. But now that I know the bugs are still around, you never quite feel that the room is all your own. But it's been real good. There's just a couple this morning, and I haven't seen any more. I don't understand what they're all doing. Anyway, what else can I tell you? It's a good thing I don't have a TV on a permanent basis, because I'm sure I would get absolutely nothing done. I'm taking advantage of it, though, because, like I said, I won't have it very long, just a few more days. I also have the fan going. The air conditioning is not working very well, and this room was not made to survive in it without air conditioning. So I have the old fan that I had in Korea going. I'm not sure it's doing a heck of a lot of good, but it's better than having the air so still. And yet when I go to bed at night, I always manage to sleep under a blanket and a sheet and sometimes a poncho liner, which is what I have on the bed. It gets cool, I guess, when you don't move. I could fall asleep right now. let's see. Really don't have... this is a long tape, Duchess, and it was one of the tapes that Cree and Carolyn had sent to me. And so I think probably it's the first time that I have started a tape and have not been able to whip it out right away. Either that or I'm slowing down in my talking. I don't know. let's see. Today is Sunday. What's happening? Nothing this week that's real big that I know of. Yesterday, or the day before, I guess. Yeah, I guess it was Friday. A gal from Korea named Pat Harrington was passing through. She was in Vietnam for a year, and then she went to Korea just about the time I left Korea and came here. And she's been in I-Corps, which is St. Barbara's, where she's been in Korea. Anyway, she knew Carolyn Hogshead and Vera Vincent and a few of the people that are still there that I worked with, and Pat was on her way on a vacation tour through Hong Kong and Taipei and around, and she thought she'd stop here in Vietnam for a few days because she does know many of the people who were here when she was here, and she is looking for a job over here, but we don't have GS ratings, and we don't have any more. We have one or two, but they're supervisory positions. We have two that are empty, actually. And so her chances of coming here are very slim. She's a Negro gal. It would be good for our program to have... we don't have any Negro people in it here in Vietnam now. We have had several, but they have rotated and they have gone home. And Pat Harrington has been around for a few years. She was also in Europe. But I doubt very much if she'll be coming now because she does not want to go on non-appropriated, and I don't blame her. And that's a long story between appropriated and non-appropriated. So anyway, we got a chance to talk for a while, and of course she was of the same opinion I am of Beth Carney. She asked me why they allow a woman like this to still be employed in a supervisory capacity when actually she does more damage than she does good, but I didn't want to go into that in great length because it's not good for me to harp about it, particularly to other people besides just the staff people. So, anyhow, let's see, this is the 19th, did I say? Look at my watch. Yeah, so I have next Saturday, wait a minute, yeah, next... No, wait a minute, the 28th, right, a week from Tuesday, I go to Japan. Haha. I haven't the vaguest idea what I'm going to do when I get there, other than go to the fair, probably. I probably have mail from you in the office, Duchess. I don't know. I usually get mail every few days or so, but I wanted to see if there was anything you wanted from Japan, and of course, I'm still concerned about the items I sent from Australia. I have a feeling they may be gone, considering I don't even have the address. Oh, dear. I guess I should have been more ambitious this weekend and written a letter, perhaps, to Mother. I know I owe Carolyn Hogshead a tape in Korea. I just blame it all on the TV this weekend, although there are many weekends I don't get any more done, and I don't have TV. Anyway. Oh, dear. I have more wires hanging around this room. It's crazy. I have two plugs, and I have about 4 or 5 plugs in each socket. And I have my footlockers. This is a crazy room. I don't fix it up, Duchess, because there's always the very slight possibility I'll be moving. And I just cannot be bothered with doing a lot of decorating and all that kind of stuff. I've been through it a number of times. And so I just keep it with the bare minimums and let it go at that. I do have film, though. I must remember to take my camera when I go to Japan. I forgot it the last couple trips. I've been most fortunate, I think, recently. What with going to Taipei and then going to Bangkok and now going to Japan, going to Kansan Island. I've been pretty lucky, I think, right? Right. This weekend was the first weekend we haven't had a great deal of rain all during the day. The monsoons will still be here for another month or so, but we still get warm weather, regardless of the rain. You know, I'm making this tape, and I'm looking at TV. I don't know what it is, because I can't hear it, but it's news or something, and I don't think that's a good way to make a tape. They're talking about, R&R in Hawaii. It's not a bad idea, right? Little son. Well, Duchess, this is running out finally, and I wanted to end it today, even though I certainly didn't add a great deal by holding it over, but I didn't want it to be late, because I don't seem to get the chance during the week to make these tapes, and if I don't do it on the weekend, you may not get it. I certainly hope everything is going well with you. If there's anything I can assist you with, Duchess, money or anything, holler out. Work in the garden, but don't overwork. Tell everyone hello. And I'm very glad that you are so happy with your rides and your good neighbors and your good health. This is nice, Duchess. This is something you looked forward to for a long time, and it just seems to be working out kind of like the way you planned it, which is a lot more than a lot of people have. Anyway, I'm happy because you sound very, very contented, and this is good, real fine. Have a good summer, what's left of it. You have a whole month or so. Over here, it's summer all the time, so I tend to forget that you don't have that good, warm weather all year. You would think I've been away for 100 years, but one learns to adjust so quickly, and you tend to forget some things. Take care, Duchess. I'll talk to you, hopefully, before I go to Japan, before I go on my R&R. Bye-bye.